Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Kodesh, which is also Rosh Chodesh, and therefore it's appropriate. Let's talk a little about Parshas Kairach and a little about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or at least about Rosh Chodesh, and be ready for the new Chodesh, the Chodesh of Tammuz, which is a Chodesh of challenge, always a Chodesh of challenge, since the very first Tammuz. And certainly when we go to the country, our family goes to the country, we're in the city. Either way, it's a time of challenge to use our time correctly. The main nisayon in life is to use your time correctly. And it's a big kitrig on the person, lo yaleinu. When it comes 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, then a mature adult, goes home 9:30 and does what for the rest of the night? From 9:30 till he gets home, nothing. No, jays around, looks at the mail, turns the newspapers. Imagine, I'm with my buddy, I'm going to tell you, you're sentenced to spending an hour every night opening the mail. Use your time right, especially if it comes a time when you're away from the family and you don't have the shibudim, you don't have to do your homework with the children. Use the time right. That's in the sign of Chodesh Tammuz. And let's talk a little about Parshas Kairach. We find, and most people don't notice it, Perek Dazayin, Pasuk Dazayin, after the complaints of Kairach and the complaints of Dazan Vavira. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, we'll do a test with Machdais. There's one word that people miss. Vayemer Moshe al Kairach. Ata v'chal adosecha. Hey, you lefnei Hashem. You and you, let's all meet in front of the Rabbi Nishalayim. Vata v'heim v'arein. And you, them, and Aaron HaKoyen, machar, tomorrow. Machar, tomorrow? What tomorrow? There's a big tumult going on. Moshe says, okay, we're going to take care of this. Tomorrow. Tomorrow? Why tomorrow? Why not today? Moshe Rabbeinu says, tomorrow. There's an important lesson here, and people miss it. If you remember by the eagle, Aaron HaKohen did the same thing. He told them, machar, tomorrow we'll make the eagle. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. The same thing by the Meraglim, as in the sign of the Meraglim, it says, Vayiloinu al Moshe v'Aaron, the beginning of Perek Yudal and Parashat Shalach, Vayiloinu, we have that Lashem in this week's Parasha too. Vayiloinu, what is Vayiloinu? It means they complained. How does Yiloinu mean complain? Yiloinu is from the Sherish of Lina overnight. When a person gets upset about something, it's not good to get upset. It's not good to get angry. But that, no, you know, we have frailties. Human beings have frailties. And when we have frailties, we make mistakes. And God, that's the way it is in the world. No excuse. You have to be good all the time. But you go to sleep at night. You wake up in the morning. It should be a new day. It should be a new beginning. Don't take your dirty laundry from yesterday. Every day should start fresh. We make mistakes, but the next day, let go of yesterday's mistakes. Wake up to a new day. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron at the Eagle, they were hoping, Machar, let's do it tomorrow. Let's hope between today and tomorrow, it'll be something new. It'll be a new Aschor, there'll be a freshness. People will... It didn't work. I saw the next day, Vaitu were complaining. But from Moshe and Aaron, we learned that there's such an idea of Machar, Yetzahara tells you, you're little learning. Yetzahara says, you got to take care of something. You tell him, well, I don't know if you have the ability to push him off with Machar. You say, in 5 minutes, it could wait 5 minutes. It could wait. Let's wait a little bit. And then by the time it comes, it's going to be already, Lachamaisa won't be so important. So that's the Machar that he tells him repeatedly. Do it tomorrow. Don't do it today. Why? Because hopefully by tomorrow you'll start again. And that's why it says about Adas Kairach, Mischazek b'machlekes over the last. Mischazek b'machlekes means that when it comes tomorrow, you're still involved in the machlekes. People get into machlekes. No excuse for getting into any machlekes. But Mischazek b'machlekes, you carry it into the next day, that's a different madrega. And that's the lesson of what it says over here. Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva and Shari Gimel, Reish Lamed Aleph talks about somebody who's a nirgun. A nirgun is a complainer, a kvetch. Somebody who complains on divrei nirgun, adam ha-maitzi diva. A person who complains too much, ay, ay, ay. Got to go to sleep with it. Get over with it. You wake up, it's a new day. Forget yesterday's complaint. Ha-mischazik v'machlekes. Don't say ha-neifel v'machlekes. People are neifel v'machlekes. But mischazek v'machlekes, you strengthen yourself the next day more, and then a machlekes, you're supposed to calm down overnight. The reason human beings sleep is so that they wake up in the morning with a refreshed neshama, not a refreshed anger, a refreshed neshama, a calm neshama over the night. And that's the lesson we have to learn from Hadas Kairach from Machar. Let's move to a thought regarding Rosh Chodesh. In Maaseh Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created originally the sun and the moon that gave equal light, Shnei Ma'iris Gedolos, and they were changed to a Mara Gadol, a Mara Katan. The moon was small, and as you know, the Sirish Chodesh came to be Mechaper on the Miyot HaYoreach, the fact the moon is smaller, why that needs Kapara, everything needs a Hezra, it's all mysterious. I'd like to share with you a thought from Rav Moshe Shapiro. The insight is that Kol HaOlam, the entire world, everything that happens in the world is a world of Mashpia U'Mushpa, of interaction. Something is Mashpia on something else. Mashpia means one thing influences something else. The whole biology of the world, the whole physics of the world, what do? Fire is Mashpia on water, it cooks the water. Rain is mashpia on the ground. It causes food to grow. Food is mashpia on a person. A person eats food, it gives him his life, it gives him his satisfaction. It's a world of mashpia u'mushpa. One thing being mashpia on the other. The avi avos ha-mashpia is a neshama. Neshama is here to be mashpia on the physical world, on the guf. And that's why the whole world is mashpia and mushpa. It's the whole sign of this world. It's for the physical world to be mushba by a person's neshama. The highest level of Avedas Hashem is when A is mashpia on B, and B becomes like A. It doesn't lose anything in the cause and effect. The natural thing is Yiridas HaDairis. Why do Dairis go down? Because it's natural when a mashpia is mashpia on a mushba, it goes down a bit. It's not equal. That's the way it is in the world. It's like somebody makes a photostat of something, and that makes a photostat of the photostat, and a photostat of that. Eventually, it goes down in quality, because the mushpa is a little less than the mashpia in our world. In the ideal world, it would be a world of mashpia and mushpa, that if I would try to influence somebody, the person would be as good as me. The person would be as complete as I am. Whoever the mushpa is would be as complete as the one before him. That is in the ideal world. We don't live in an ideal world. We live in a world after the chait, before the chait of Adam HaRishon. It would have been the world that Hashem created. The sun is mashpia on the moon. The moon's light all comes from the sun. But there was Shnei Ma'iris Gedolim, the mushpa, which is the moon, which is mushpa. The moon is mushpa from the sun. It had the same equal light as the sun. Because in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, Kaviyachol, the Mashpia and the Mushpa were exactly the same. The world, the tzura of the male-female relationship, is that the male is the Mashpia and the female is the Mushpa. In the perfect world, it was one guf, Zachar and Nekeva Baram. Because the Mushpa and the Mashpia were all one. The world went down a Madrega after the Chait. After the creation, the perfection of creation was very difficult. And therefore, the sun and the moon couldn't remain equal. The moon was less. The Zachar and the Keva were broken into two. And we live in a world in which the Mushpa is not like the Mashpia. It's a downgrade. Adam in Gan Eden lived in a world in which he could have sought perfection. And he went out of Gan Eden after the Chait and was in a world where It's not. It's just very, very difficult for a mushpa to be as great as the mashpia. This is the aside. It requires a little bit of understanding, a little bit of thinking, a little bit of havana, and to realize when the Rebbe is mashpia on the Talmud, it's very hard for the Talmud to be like the Rebbe. He tries to take from him what he could, but it's like a photostat, a weak photostat. It's less. It's less. Lassed lavoi. That means that Klai Yisrael will be like the moon. The moon will have the brightness of the sun, because its being a mushpa will be just as it will be complete. and Haim, Klayasar, Sidim is Chadish Kamaitza. Our physical world lives will be mushba from our chelik of a kimima, from our neshamas. It's a struggle. The neshama has to be a mashpia on the guf. It doesn't always work. But in Lasid Lava, Haim Asidim is Chadish Kamaitza. Comes Rosh Chodesh, there's a mailit. You look out tonight, you're not going to see a moon. You're not going to see it because the moon is not visible. And slowly over the next week, the moon will be a slender crescent. It'll get bigger and bigger. Its Kabbalah's Hashpah from the sun will be more and more as the moon goes on. And it'll go to half a month, and the moon will be whole. And someday, Shem Asidim L'Shadish Kamaisa, what's going to happen after the middle of the month, instead of the moon receding, the moon is going to continue to get brighter and brighter as the month continues. And as Yemosh Mashiach dawns upon us, the moon will reach the brightness of the sun. We call the new moon the Meilet, it's born. It's not the old moon having a renewal. It's something new. Born means something new. Every month is a new Eschatzus, the ability to become a Mishpah. And that's what Rosh Chodesh is about. Rosh Chodesh is about a renewal. The renewal of the ability to have the Ashpois that our Rebbein have on us, that the Sfarim we learn have on us, that our Neshama has on our Guf, the ability to feel that Hashpa. That's Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh is a Haskalah. Time to start. It comes out now, right in the beginning of the month of July, where people's schedule change, and suddenly they have a different schedule. Is that change in schedule going to make them better, Ayvdei Hashem, or God forbid, less? We have to use it right. And that's an assayim of the Rosh Chodesh. I want to wish everyone, Klal Yisrael, a Chodesh Tammuz, that's a Chodesh of Kapara, a Chodesh Tammuz, that's a Chodesh of Geula, and Yitz Hashem, everybody, have a wonderful, meaningful Shabbos, and use Rosh Chodesh to plan for the coming week. Do something a little more. A good Shabbos to all.